The Radio Kitchen podcast is made possible by Friends and Farms, a local business that offers groceries in a new way, providing weekly baskets of regional, sustainable produce, meats, seafood, dairy, and bread. Available all year round. Every basket comes with recipes. Information online at friendsandfarms.com. This is WYPR.
Welcome to Radio Kitchen. I'm Al Spohler. Last week, we talked about our tour of Domino's Sugar, that waterfront institution in Baltimore. The tour was arranged by our good friend Adam Borden, the food scout, and Chef Jerry Pellegrino of Waterfront Kitchen. We've invited Adam to come over here on the show and fill us in on some of the alternative sweeteners that Domino and other people are working on.
All right. Well, Adam, always a pleasure.
Thank you for having me.
And I am excited to see all these open jars and things in front of me, as always.
It does smell
sweet
in the room.
With my spoon in hand. So fill us in.
Sure. So first thing we're going to talk about is some honeys. Everyone's pretty familiar with honey.
Sure.
Honey's been used for millennia as a sweetener. But some companies, like this one in particular, Savannah Bee, mm-hmm. happen to be starting to think about more unusual pairings. So they've actually come out with a honey that's targeted at cheese because of the flavor profile.
I see this. It's very complex. It is.
It's got a nice dark color. And when you taste it, it's a little bit fruitier than, say, a typical clover honey.
Mm-hmm.
And you could just drizzle it on some cheese.
Yeah,
and then they also have a tea honey, which is a very light flavor. It's designed not to mask the flavor of the tea, but just add some sweetness to it.
Super mild and, you know, relatively easy to taste. So I can see in something like a green tea that's sort of subtle on its own right, how the cheese honey would overpower it, but this tea honey would be perfect.
Yeah.
That's a really good marketing concept.
Yeah.
Yeah. And obviously, there's no cheese or tea in the honey.
Right.
We also have some maple flakes.
Yeah, I love this stuff.
Most people are pretty familiar with maple syrup. What this is basically, it sort of looks like large rock salt crystals.
Yeah.
And you can imagine just sprinkling it on things like a yogurt or something else.
Yeah, it's got a great maple flavor, but it's powdered like.
Bit of a crunch, too.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. It's got some serious texture. It looks like panko breadcrumbs.
That's it.
Like really rough, but they're delicious and quite sweet.
Yep. Our next is something that comes out of Mexico. It's called maguey sap. The maguey is a relative of the agave that we all know from
our tequila drinking days.
And this is actually a really interesting story. What the producers do is they actually cut the flower out of the center of this 12 to 15-year-old plant, and the sap runs into the recess, and then they collect it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't boil it like maple syrup. They actually let it evaporate for a little bit, and then they bottle it.
Yeah, this stuff is black.
It's dark
brown and very reminiscent of molasses.
I think so,
in the
too.
Nose.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. I would love to whip up some cookies with this.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think it would be
fabulous. It's not nearly as thick or dense.
Yeah.
And it has almost a like malted milkshake.
Yes,
like
it does.
Like a malty component, which is really cool.
Because it's not cooked, it actually has some soluble fiber in it, so it's a little bit thicker. The next product that I wanted to talk to you about is coconut palm sugar.
Right.
A lot of us are really familiar with coconut juice.
Sure.
This is the sap of the coconut palm that's been evaporated,
mm-hmm.
and it's either a crystal or we have it also here in a nectar that's sort of a honeyish color, light honey color, and it's got a real sort of buttery taste to it.
The crystal's good. I like that.
Yeah, the nectar has a very idiosyncratic taste, a little touch of greenness to it. I think you want to be careful what you blend it with, but I think it's really unique.
And we have a cinnamon version.
And there's a cinnamon version as well. They're coming out of Indonesia, and so they have a really high-quality cinnamon mixed in with the sugar. You can imagine sprinkling that on some toast.
Yeah.
Real quickly, we have something called stevia that's making its presence felt. What is that?
It is. It's a bush. It's actually a relative of the sunflower. And what I have today is it's a zero-calorie product that is stevia in the raw.
Mm-hmm.
And basically, it's an extract that's derived from the stevia, and then it's powderized.
Mm-hmm.
And you'd add it to any drink that you'd want otherwise.
It's potent. Very
it is
potent.
Very potent.
Ugh, yeah.
Well, thank you, Adam. You blew the roof off the place once again.
Thanks for being with us.
I'm Al Spohler.
And I'm Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.